This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, having spoken on the radio for over 30 years, I can honestly tell you I've never given a message with 19 points, and yet that's what we're attempting this week. Looking at 2 Timothy 3, the first 5 verses, where the Apostle Paul identifies 19 traits or qualities that we are to avoid in other people and avoid in ourselves. We began with talking about people being lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, and slanderous. We pick it up there with the first one we talk about today, without self-control. God bless you as you listen. Without self-control means they're a slave to their appetites. A person without self-control says, I'm a slave to my appetites. Brutal means I'm dead to all tenderness, according to John Piper, dead to all tenderness. Not loving good is a person who's unable to see moral beauty and also unable to see righteousness. A person who is a not loving good is a person who makes fun of people who believe in a moral standard. Well, who do you think you are? That's not loving the good. Well, who made you so holy? That's not loving the good. It's an attitude of the spirit that you resent and even hate anything to do with righteousness. Treacherous, Piper says, means breaking promises for your own advantage. If you're treacherous, you're a man or woman who's willing to break your promises for your own advantage. Rash has to do with craving attention or admiration for taking a risk. I didn't mention this in the first service, but did any of you see the video this week of the guy at the train rolling himself under a moving train and then rolling out? I mean, it's moving 40 miles an hour. That's taking a little bit of risk to just throw your body under a train and then roll back out just to get attention, to get people to admire you, according to this. Conceited, blind to the ugliness of self-preoccupation. Blind to the ugliness of self-preoccupation is being conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Finding more pleasure and satisfaction in the physical than in the spiritual. Finding more satisfaction in the physical rather than the spiritual. And then number 19. Wow, 19. I've never done this before. I've gone through so many points. Having the appearance of godliness or a form of godliness, but denying its power. And John Piper says it's using religion for personal gain without honoring Christ. Wow. Using religion for personal gain without honoring Christ. I want to focus on verse 5 for just a moment and wrap up this message. Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. A form of godliness and denying its the power is this, is being religious but not necessarily spiritual. In fact, Barclay has a great definition of it. The final condemnation of these people is that they retain the outward form of religion, but they deny its power. That is to say, they know the creeds. They go through the movements of a correct and dignified ritual or liturgy or worship. They maintain all the external forms, but they know nothing about the dynamic power of Jesus Christ changing lives. No one need even approach Christianity unless they are prepared to undergo a personal revolution through the changing power of God. That's why Paul would say in 2 Corinthians, if any man or woman is in Christ, they're new creations. They're not religious. They're brand new people. It's not a matter of becoming religious. It's a matter of having your life changed, radically changed. Radical life transformation through the power of the gospel of Christ.
We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.